And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight, well, we're opening another one of my favorite types of wine. It's going to be a Chianti. A Chianti from Italy. Where else would a Chianti come from than Italy? Right? Well, we're going to open one tonight. This is one that was recommended by my friends over at WineStore, winestore-online.com. And I thought I'd try it out tonight. It's been a while since I've been over there. I was visiting a couple weeks ago, and they turned me on to this wine. They said, this is one that you haven't tried. And I agreed, and I said, hey, you know, I've got to try that. And it's a Chianti. So that's what we're doing tonight. Also, well, we're going to try a hard seltzer as well. This is one I've never tried before, and this was courtesy of a place called O'Darby's, and I want to thank them for this. We're going to try it out, and I'm going to give it a fair and an honest review. We're going to try it out tonight. Also, we have some other fun in store for you. Now, it's not going to be a super long show tonight. I don't have a film after the show tonight, but we will. We will have one next week. So I'm going to keep this kind of short and sweet tonight. But we're going to still have a lot of fun. By the way, if you're joining me for the first time or for the 314th time, because this, excuse me, the 214th time, I'm getting ahead of myself here, 214th time, this is Drink with Rick. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have my show notes, and they're right here, as always. You know how it works. But we don't always follow it verbatim. Because the show is not about me. I'm just here to entertain you. Just keep the show moving. Keep things flowing. That's what I'm here for. Just like the wine, keep the wine flowing. It's kind of somewhat about the wine and the seltzer or the beer, whatever it is we're drinking tonight. But this show is mostly, mainly about you and me getting together on a Saturday night with our favorite libations, our favorite snacks, our favorite conversations, whatever they are, and just having a great time. Just kicking back and relaxing. That's what this show is really about. Now, we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion on the show. We talk about things that bring people together as wine does. And that's what we're aiming to do here. That's the whole philosophy of this show. Now, you can get to the chats and chat with me live. We are live. Let me pull this up here if I can. I think I can. Let me find my webpage. Ah, here we go. There it is. We are live on Facebook. The Facebook page is Drink with Rick. The YouTube channel, you can chat with me live on our YouTube channel at Drink with Rick. That's youtube.com at Drink with Rick. Twitch is Drink with Rick. That's twitch.tv/drinkwithrick1. Drink with Rick. And the number one, that's all one word. And we are live on Odyssey. Odyssey is odyssey.com/@drinkwithrick:, and the number 7. Now, you can also watch live on the on our page, our homepage at drinkwithrick.com. You can watch Saturday Night Wine stream live there, but we don't have a chat going on. But if you click on the episode, tonight's episode. Let me show you how this works. So you can see, well, it says it can't be. That's last week's show. I don't know what's going on there. It's let me try going to, yeah, it should be popping up there. It should be popping up live. Ah, there we are. There we are. See, if you go live and you click on the title for the show tonight, and then you will get a little box. Somewhere down below. It might be way down below. You should get a box down there. There it is. Comment box. Type in your comments, and I will respond in kind. I won't be right away, but it'll be after the show. But you can pop your comments in there, and I will respond to it, and we'll read it on the next episode of the show. Also, the podcast episode, let me put that up for just a moment. The podcast episode. If you can't watch now and you can't watch later, you can listen anytime. The podcast version of the show, audio only, goes out on Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Eastern on Monday nights. And you can hear it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Android, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer.com, Amazon Music, PodcastIndex.org, and by email. If you go to drinkwithrick.com, click on the subscribe page and click on the little blue by email button down there and put in your email address in the box, and you'll get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. It's just to get the podcast. You notice that I skipped over Stitcher, and that's because Stitcher is going down, I think, either on the 28th or the 29th of this month. That's in just a few days. So you only have a few days to listen to it on Stitcher Radio, if anyone has been listening to it on Stitcher anymore. I think that's the main reason it's going out, because people just aren't listening to it there anymore, I suppose. But you can listen in all these other venues. And, of course, you know, you can buy me a coffee if you want to. You can go buy me coffee. Click on the little button there, drinkwithrick.com. Buy me coffee or two or three. Helps keep the show going. Helps support the show. I don't make any money on the show, to be honest, other than what people donate and what I put into it myself out of my own pocket. But this is just basically to buy the prizes and things like that that we give away on the show. It's much appreciated. Every little bit helps. It's much appreciated. I'm not going to beg for coffees or subs or likes or anything like that. But if you want to, you can feel free to like and subscribe and follow me in all these venues where you can do that. It is very much appreciated. And, you know, it's not going to make me any money, but it is very much appreciated, because I know you're out there and you're watching and listening on the show. Okay. My throat is dry, so it's time to start getting to the wine, right? All right, so this is what we've got going on. We're going to introduce the wine. We're going to open, pour, taste, and review it. And then we're going to pair it with some food. And oh, I've got a nice little setup prepared by my lovely wife, Chi. I'm going to show you to you briefly. Let me pull up camera three. That's what she has tonight. It's kind of neat, and I'll explain it later. And she told me there's a story behind tonight's food presentation. So I'm looking forward to telling you about that. She relayed that to me earlier, just before the show started. And let's see what else we got here. Let me check the chats for just a moment. Facebook, we're good up on Facebook and on YouTube. My lovely wife, Chi, is up on YouTube. And hello right back at, she says hello, and hello right back at you to my lovely wife, Chi. Beast on Gaming's in the chat on Twitch. It's great to see you, Beast on Gaming. It's always great to see you. And Beast on Gaming says, been a second, Rick. Yeah, one or two, I suppose. Oh, you missed the after show last week. You missed the after show, but we are going to show it again. Now, what happened last week? Let me check Odyssey just for a moment to make sure everything. Okay, everything's going on Odyssey. All right. So what we did last week in our last episode, we did the wine stream, and then after the wine stream, I showed during the after show my one and only feature film. I've done a lot of films in the past on Super 8. We did one that was a feature. It was kind of our song, our swan song to filmmaking, to Super 8 in particular. And this was a film called Space Apes from Ice Planet Alpha. And we showed it last week, and everyone who watched it gave it really, really great reviews. And I've had great reviews from everybody who's seen it. They thought it was really, really hilarious. They thought it was really, really funny. So we may show this again. Next week is going to be, that's the weekend for Labor Day weekend. So we may show it again. We may do a replay by popular demand next weekend. So I hope you'll join us for that, Beast on Gaming. And everyone else who missed the movie the first time around, I think you'll really enjoy it. Now, this is an actual movie. This is it's almost an hour long. This is not one of the shorts. This is an actual film. So I think you'll like that. Okay, so we're going to introduce the wine. We're going to pair it with food. we are going to toast some national days, in particular, a couple of national days. There was a hint in there on that food presentation I showed you a few moments ago. We're going to open up a hard seltzer. Now, this is different. We haven't done too many of these before. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure we've done any before. So we're going to open one tonight. Should be very interesting. And, well, we may do a giveaway. May do a book giveaway if we can on the show tonight. So we'll see how this goes. All right, so I hope everyone's having a great Saturday night. I hope everyone's having good times. We're going to get things moving right now. So let me show you what we have for the wine tonight. This is what we're opening tonight. This is called, pull it over, it's called San Jacopo. San Jacopo. And it is... it's actually the whole thing is San Jacopo Dovizio Maggio. I haven't had any wine yet. Dovizio Maggio. This is a Chianti Classico, and it says that it is from, you know, it is from Italy. It says John Matta Vizio Maggio Greve in Chianti Italia. This is a 2021 vintage. Now I have the back of the wine. I'm going to read this off to you. Chianti Classico 2021, San Jacopo da Vizio Maggio, location in Tuscany between Florence and Siena, you will find Vizio Maggio, actually it's pronounced Vizio Maggio, I think it's what it was. It's Vizio Maggio, excuse me, a 14th century castle, let me read that again. In Tuscany, between Florence and Siena, you will find Vizio Maggio, a 14th century castle with perfectly maintained guest rooms, a wine enthusiast's dream, and they have double exclamation marks on each one of those sentences. Style, well-structured and easy to enjoy thanks to velvety tannins and persistent hints of ripe cherry. Moderate use of traditional Tuscan large oak casks conveys a very delicate but long-lasting background of vanilla. Oh, that should be good. A true classic from a renowned estate. A renowned estate. Oh, boy. I need some wine, don't I? Suggestions. A versatile wine. Enjoy with your favorite dishes or have on its own with your best friends. Recipes, please go to www.vizio maggio.com. And the winemaking, John Matta, he's an Italian winemaker of the year 1997, 2002, and 2005. And you can find more information at www.iwsc.net. It is a product of Italy, and there is 13.5% ABV in this 750 milliliter bottle of wine. So, that's what that wine's all about. So, B-Song Gaming, by the way, how have you been? Been doing all right? Everything going okay with you and up your way? I hope so. And you know what? I have a YouTube comment here, too, that I don't want to forget about. I have a YouTube comment. We'll read this in just a little bit. But a very interesting comment, very nice one. And I'd like to share that with you as we go along. Anyway, let's go ahead and open this wine. I have my foil cutter right here, which I believe is in need of sharpening somehow. Oh, there we go. Well, not tonight, apparently. Wow. Okay. So, it cut the foil pretty well tonight. I think this foil was a little bit thinner than the one on the wine that we opened last week. So, all right, let me get my mechanical corkscrew, and let's get this bottle of wine open. All right. And there we go. That's a real cork, too. How about that? None of these little fake corks, artificial corks, what do you want to call them? Wannabe corks. And then we have the aerator, trusty aerator here to go in here. And I'm going to go in slowly to make sure that there's no displacement. And there is none. Oh, okay, we're good. How about that? All right, and to hold the grape nectar, I have my trusty Galway Genuine Irish Crystal Glass. from Ireland, given to me by my employers at BuyTwoWayRadios.com. And hold the glass. I have my trusty Drink with Rick, the official Drink with Rick coaster, which is getting more and more used every episode. I go through these things. All right. So let's go ahead and get to pouring this wine. Let's just pour a little bit for starters. Just a little bit. There we go. I think that's enough for a first taste. Let's set that aside. All right. And well, I really splattered this all over the inside of the glass. I don't know if you can see it, but I did. All right. Let's give it a nice swirl. Oh, I can smell the cherry from here. Wow. I can smell the cherry. Let's give it a really nice swirl here. Get it going. There we go. Swirl, swirl, swirl. I don't have any swirl music, do I? I should get some swirl music. I don't have any swirl. I got squirrel. Yeah, right. That's Bill. He's coming up later. But I don't really have any. Let me see if maybe we can use the cowbell. How about that? Here's some swirl music. There we go. More cowbell. There we go. All right, that's enough swirling. You good. Let's set that aside. Yeah, I do need some official swirl music. That's a good idea. All right, let's see. Write down, note to self, swirl music. That's good. All right. Interesting idea. So, we've got the wine swirling, and we've got the aromas coming up, and it's starting to breathe a little bit. So while it's breathing, let's check the chats for another moment or two, and then let's learn a little bit more about this wine. All right, chats are good for right now. And okay, we're good, I think. All right, so this is what I found out about the wine. I did some searching around, and once again, I'd gone into winestore-online.com is the website, and I hadn't been in there for a little while. I haven't been out that way for a little while, but I stopped in, and I said, well, let's see what's new here, and lo and behold, they said, this is new. It's a Chianti, and they know I like Chianti, so I said, you know what? I want to try one of these, and the price seemed reasonable, so I said, yeah, let's go ahead and try one. So I promised them I'd review one on the show, and it's been a while since I've reviewed a wine from Wine Store here, and I want to give that a try again, and let's see how it goes. All right, so I hunted around. I saw it on Vivino, of course. Vivino has a lot of different wines listed. Now, the thing is about Vivino is they give it a 4.0 rating out of 71 ratings. But I think that's across all the different vintages. And this is a 2021 vintage that I'm looking at here on their site. And it looks like it got some pretty consistently good reviews. There were a couple of reviews I saw that they just kind of said, nah, it's all right. For Chianti, not great, but overall, a lot of people did seem to really like this wine. So that's very encouraging indeed. Now, they give it an average online price from Vivino's website here, Vivino.com, of $22.98 in U.S. dollars. Looking around some of the other sites, I saw that this site called Wines from Italy, they give it a price. Well, it's slashed out. $18 is slashed out, and they give it a price of $15.99. So I said, well, if these places have it, then pretty much Wine Searcher should have it. I've almost given up on Wine Searcher these days for the lack of prices that they post for some of these wines. But I did find it on WineSearcher.com. They have Ace Spirits in Minnesota, $16.99. Schneider's of Capitol Hill in D.C., $16.99. International Wine Shop in Connecticut, $17.99. Yanis Wine Shop in Virginia, $30.99. I didn't see, is there anything? I don't see anything for the West Coast or in between. But an average price of about $18. Now, I will tell you what I paid for it, because I have the receipt right here. Unlike last week, I have the receipt right here in my hands from Wine Store. And what I paid for the 750-milliliter bottle of Vecchio Maggio San Jacopo, I have a price of $14.99 plus $1.08 for tax, which came out to $16.07 with the tax. But before tax is $14.99. I'm assuming that the prices up here online are before taxes, I believe. So, yeah, that's what it looks like. Okay, so $14.99. And that's what they have on their website at winestore-online.com, $14.99. So I pretty much paid that. So that's kind of a medium. Actually, from what I've seen, it looks like a pretty decent price. Actually, it's about a dollar or two less than some of the other places I saw it. So that's also very encouraging. So we'll see how it tastes. We'll give it a whiff right now. As a matter of fact, I was going to check the chat. Let me check the chat one more time. Okay, we're good everywhere, I think. Yeah. Okay. Everything's quiet. All right, let's go ahead and give this wine a little bit of a taste. We'll get a smell first. A little sniff. Lots of cherry in here. Lots of cherry. And it does smell like a Chianti. Lots of cherry. And a lot of red fruit overall. Maybe a little bit of strawberry in there too. All right, let's give it a taste. Wow, lots of fair amount of tannin too. More tannin than what I was expecting. It's a fair amount of tannin. Not overly tannin. There's a fair amount of tannin in there. And it's kind of a lot of cherry, and yes, a little bit of strawberry in there too. Yeah, it is. I don't know if I really taste the vanilla, but it is kind of. Kind of earthy. Let me see. Not a super long finish. I'm not still like really getting any vanilla in here. Let me see. They said there was vanilla in here. Let me see if there's not really getting a lot. Let me see. I'm still not tasting vanilla, but lots of cherry. Lots of cherry and some strawberry in there. A nice mix of strawberry as well. So I can definitely taste that. And yeah, this is a little on the oaky side. They said it was in some oak. And yeah, it tastes a little bit of oak. A little earth in there. Pretty decent. I mean, it tastes like a Chianti, like a Chianti Classico. Now, there's a Chianti and there's a Chianti Classico. There's a Sangiovese. This is Chiantis overall are some of my favorite wines. I really like this. Now, this is a medium. It's not too bold. It's not too light. It's not like the wine we had a couple weeks ago that was really light. This is kind of a medium-bodied wine with a nice color to it. Nice deep red color, deep ruby color to it. But it's a medium-bodied wine, and there's a fair amount of tannin in this wine, and that's good. That means it should go pretty well with the meats on this dish here, which are getting colder every second. So I guess we should go right into the tasting pretty much. But this is a dry wine. That's what these are, dry wine. You're going to find the tannins. You're going to find this is to be a drier wine. It's not super dry. It really isn't. I don't really get a lot of sweet tinges on the tongue when you first try it out. It's not super dry, but it's definitely not a sweet wine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, lots of cherry and strawberry in here. I like that. Nice little mix. Okay, let's get right to the tasting. The pairing, shall we? We're going to taste it with some foods. Yeah, I think I have a feeling that I'm going to really like this wine. So, all right, let's get to the pairing. And this is what we have to pair it with. Once again, we have some. We have one meat here. We have a couple of cheeses. This is a steak. I believe that is a porterhouse right there. What's left of one? These are all leftovers pretty much, except for the cheeses. The cheeses are, we have the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, and we have the Unexpected Cheddar with Parm, which is another favorite of mine. And with the Parmesan, I think they should go really well. Now, on the other side here, we have a pierogi, but this is interesting. This is prepared a little bit differently from a lot of people boil pierogies and maybe put some sauce on it of some sort, or butter or something like that. This is fried, and I believe it's fried in, I think it's fried in olive oil. Is that correct, Chi? But this is fried, and I think that's the last one we had from dinner, because I ate all the rest of them. They were that good. Really enjoyed it. Okay, and then we have something here. Now, let me show you what we have here. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll save that. We'll save it for the National Days. But you can see that. I bet you can guess what that is. And it's related. It's actually related to two of the National Days that we're going to toast tonight. So let's go ahead and try it with the meat. Let me try a small piece of it right here. Camera 3. And let's try it with meat. Which is actually still not too cold. Oh, yeah. A nice steak. Kind of chewy, because it is leftovers. Mm-hmm. I'll try it with wine. Mm. Good steak. Just very chewy. Mm. Nice with the steak. This pairs very well with the steak. Not surprisingly, it does. Mm. It does pair very well with steak. I bet this would pair very well with pasta, too. Let me clear the palate a little bit here. And let's try it. Let's go back to camera 3. Let's try it this time with the pierogi. I'm just going to grab this thing. Why not? Just because I can. Fried pierogi. That should be all right, because it's kind of a pasta, I guess you could say. Not really pasta, but it's getting cold, though. Mm. With potato in it. Maybe a little cheese in there, too. Mm. Very good. Mmm. Might be some onion in there. Hmm. Interesting. Oh, yeah. Like that. Okay, this works. This works pretty well with the pierogi. I like it. It's okay. We'll pair it with the cheeses here in just a moment. Let me go ahead and rinse the mouth out. All right, and let's go back to camera 3. Now, let's try it this time with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. I'm going to have to turn this around a little bit so I can reach it. I don't really want to disturb the little presentation in the middle. I'm trying to save that for later. All right, and then camera 1. Hmm. This cheese is starting to sweat a little bit. It's good, though. Let's try it. Okay. Not bad at all. It makes it, actually makes the wine just a little bit softer, because the wine actually is fairly, the tannin, they did say it's smooth tannins. There are a fair amount of tannins in here, but the tannins are fairly smooth, and I think that it works pretty well with this cheese, this really kind of double cream. It's a double cream Gouda, so it's a very, very, which camera am I on? Oh, over here. it double cream Gouda, so it's a little creamier than usual, and so I think that adds to it. I think that works pretty well. I like it. It's all right. Although I will have to say, the finish on this wine, the first time I tried it, seemed rather short, but it seems to be a little bit longer now. So it's all right. Maybe it's just because it's starting to open up. I don't know. Okay, clear the palate, and let's try it with the unexpected cheddar with Parm. I'm going to go back to camera three. I'm going to try one of these, and it's on a toothpick. Try it with the unexpected cheddar with Parm. Or half one, because I dropped the other half on the floor. This is good. It's good cheese, by the way. Oh, I like that. Oh, I like that very much. I'm going to try it one more time. That's just because this is good. Okay, I like that. Unexpected cheddar with Parm. Huh. I like this. It's a good combination with this Chianti. Because it has cheddar, which pretty much goes with everything, and Parmesan mixed in. This goes good with Chianti. I went down the wrong windpipe a little bit. But boy, that is quite good. I like that. That is very good. All right, so that's what we've got for the pairing. Wow. Once again, this is what we're drinking. We're drinking the San Jacopo Chianti Classico. It's very good. Very good Chianti. I like this. Very good Chianti. I'm going to have some more, as a matter of fact. There we go. So, let's see. What's next on the agenda here for tonight? Let me check the chats one more time, see what's going on. All right. Chi, my lovely wife, Chi, she has made a very nice presentation for tonight. And I think we should show it because it has to do with the National Day. So let's get right into the National Days. I hope everyone has something to drink and to toast with me. The National Days. Let's get to the National Days now. Today is August 26, 2023, for about another hour and 19 minutes. Today is National Webmistress Day. National Webmistress Day. Now, that's like a webmaster, except the webmaster is a lady. So, she's the webmistress. So, this is National Webmistress Day. I'll drink to that. Why not? Did you know our first programmers were women? Did you know that? Yeah, our first real programmers were women. And they will go down in history as being really, really great programmers. You had to be really good at math, and you had to be good at, pretty much with everything they had back in the day for programming was, we're talking about really way, way back, going back to the 50s and before that. So you had to be really good at a few technical things. And these women were exceptional at it. And they were the first programmers. I think there's a movie made about some of them. I don't recall the movie right offhand. Here's the National Webmistress Day. It's also National Got Check Day. Now, this is very, very important. National Got Check Day. Now, National Got Check Day is the day when you're supposed to, you sort of mark the day as the day that you get checked for breast cancer. This is primarily for the ladies, but did you know that men can get breast cancer too? I didn't know that before, but I do now. This is primarily for getting checked for cancer, but primarily for getting checked for the ladies getting checked for breast cancer. A very important thing to keep in mind. So it sort of marks a day where you say, okay, I'm going to get checked on this day, or that I got checked. So it's a reminder. It's a reminder for you to get checked periodically for breast cancer. And that's pretty sensitive to me because my mother passed away from breast cancer. So that was, it was quite a while ago, but that was something that hit us pretty hard and when it happened. And I remember when she was first diagnosed with it, it was tough. So, get checked. Please, get checked. Here's the National Got Check Day. I'll drink to that. It's also National Women's Equality Day. August 26th is National Women's Equality Day. And this marks the day that women were given the right to vote. I'll drink to that. National Women's Equality Day. And it's also National Cherry Popsicle Day. Yes. So we're having a cherry flavored. I could have made a popsicle out of this wine, huh? Could have made wine popsicles because there's so much cherry in this wine. And that's one of the reasons. One of the reasons why I chose this because there's a lot of cherry flavor in these Chiantis. Because it's National Cherry Popsicle Day. I did not have a cherry popsicle. She did not give me a cherry popsicle. So the next best thing is to have a cherry wine, a wine that tastes, that has a lot of cherry flavor in it. So that's the next best thing. So I will drink to National Cherry Popsicle Day. And it's also National Dog Day. It's National Dog Day. Anybody hear the drum roll? I didn't hear the drum roll. I gotta take the hat off, goodness. It's National Dog Day. So, in honor of National Dog Day, let's go right to my lovely wife Chi's presentation. Go back to camera 3. You see what that is right here? You can't really see it very well, but I took a picture of it. You can see a little bit of it. There's a dog. And there's a popsicle right here. Now, Chi told me there's a story behind this. And as I tell this, as I recount this this story that she told me, I'm going to show you, if I can find it. Here it is in the photos. I'm going to show you a picture from the front. This is a picture from the front, so you get a better angle of what this is. This is a little story of a dog. Okay, it's National Dog Day, so we've got a little story of a dog who has a little bowl of food there. You see the little, it's under the tree there. Now, the dog is made out of potato, so Chi tells me. The dog's made out of potato, and I think part of the tree is made out of potato as well. The dog bowl, I'm not sure what it's made of. I think it's made out of bell pepper, and so is that holder for the popsicle. You see the popsicle there? That's a cherry popsicle that's also made out of bell pepper. The bell pepper is a red one that the popsicle is made out of. And you notice the dog has a full bowl of food there. I don't know what's in the bowl of food. And he's got a little bone. Oh, yeah, there's a little bone right there in front of the dog. So he has a bone. And he has a full bowl of food. don't know what that other thing is that next to it. It looks like a, oh, it's a ball, I think. He's got a little ball there. All right, so it has three things there that dogs love. Their bowl of food, their bone, and their ball. Not necessarily in that order. It depends on when they, when they're hungry or not. But notice he has three items there. Now, what's wrong with this picture? Chi tells me that the story goes that the dog has all of these items there to eat and to play with, but what is he doing? He's ignoring all of them. He's ignoring all of them because what is he staring at? He's staring at that giant cherry popsicle. He wants the popsicle. It's a hot day. See, you got the tree there giving him some shade and everything. It's a hot day, and he has all this in front of him. But what he really wants is that nice, cold, delicious cherry popsicle. That's what he's craving for right now. So that's the story behind that dog and his popsicle. So there you go. As retold by me, as was told by my lovely wife, Chi. I want to give my lovely wife, Chi, some applause for this because she really, really earned that. It was amazing. This is great. I mean, I love this. You're looking from the top down. You see it. See, looking down from the top, it doesn't really do it. It really doesn't do it justice. I can twirl it around all day, and you can't really see it as much. But from that front view, you can tell what's going on. Wow. I just want to say that is an amazing piece of work. And by the way, everything on that plate is edible. All the things that she made, that's all made out of food. It's all edible. So, everything there. Well, except the toothpicks. Toothpicks aren't edible. And the toothpick holding up or whatever it is that's holding up the popsicle stick. But everything else there is edible. Once again, to my lovely wife, Chi, another round of applause. Amazing, amazing work. It's just fantastic. All right, so what that means is we're going to toast National Dog Day. This is to National Dog Day. I will drink to that. By the way, oh, and also National Cherry Popsicle Day. I will drink to that again. Need more wine. Okay, so that brings me to another little celebration of National Dog Day. As many of you may know, let me check chats one more time. Okay, we're good. All right, as many of you may know who've watched the show for a long time, we had a dog named Cosmo. He was a little cockapoo, cute little cockapoo. And he was actually Tom Antio's dog. And some time back, almost 2 years ago now, we lost him. He passed away. He got sick, and he passed away. And, but basically, he was an old dog, and it was pretty much his time. So it left us all heartbroken because he was a genuine part of the family, and he was just so much a part of us, so much a part of our lives. It just left huge holes in our hearts, losing him. So we, it took us a long time to, and we never really get over it because we still talk about him all the time. But one thing that that we do have now is recently is that we've kind of gone past some of the grieving to the point where we were able to go out and get a new dog. So we have a new dog. But we didn't get – now, we'd kind of plan on getting one dog. But these two just kind of came into our lives suddenly, and there were two of them. And we decided, yes, let's take them both in. No, it was a twofer. It was a you kind of had – you know, that's how the deal was. And so here they are. We have, if I can, whoops, that's wrong. Here we go. So here they are. Now, Cosmo is a cockapoo, and these two, this pair, they are Cavapoos. And Cavapoos are very, very sweet and loving dogs. And we just, they've just come a part of us, become a part of us very quickly, right away. Everybody just fell in love with everybody else. And it's just been one big happy family since these two dogs came into our lives. The one on the left, they're both basically the same age, as I understand. They're about 2 years old, maybe a little bit older than 2 years. And the one on the left, his name, let's see if I can, okay, there we go. Chats are okay. All right, the one on the left, his name is Nico. And the one on the right, you're right there, that's Amber. Nico is a male, Amber is a female, and they're just both sweet, lovable dogs. Let me get chat here just one more time, double check. Okay, well, we are still good there. Okay, I'm not ignoring the chats, but trust me. Okay, so these, I know they just it's easy to just look at them and forget everything else, and that's basically, that they've been really, really great dogs for us so far, and really enjoy having them around. They're just sweet and lovable, but those are our new dogs. And I have another photo of them, if I can get back to the photos here. There's one more. Here's another shot of them. This is one. I took the first shot. This is one that my wife, Chi, took. Just very, very sweet, lovable dogs. Anyway, so once again, here's another toast to National Dog Day. I will drink to that. All right. We do have a few more national days we can toast for tomorrow, which will be today in about, an hour and 6 minutes. August 27th, 2023 is National Cinema Day. I look forward to this. National Cinema Day. This is where we all go to the cinema, go to the movies. And we showed a movie last week, and we are probably going to re-show it, show it again next week. I hope you'll join us for that, for the encore presentation of Space Apes from Ice Planet Alpha. That'll be next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. Actually, it's going to be an after show on the Wine Stream because it is a long film. It's 50 minutes long, longer than most of my other, all my other films. It's National Cinema Day. I will drink to that. The National Cinema Day. It's also World Rock, Paper, Scissors Day. Yes, that one. Rock, paper, scissors. Yeah, rock, paper, scissors. Okay. National Rock, Paper, Scissors Day. That's fun to play sometimes. Okay, drink to that. National Pots to Crumb Day. Now, I had to look this one up. Now, by the way, all these national days come from nationaldaycalendar.com. National Day Calendar is Marlo Anderson's website. He is the CEO of nationaldaycalendar.com. He's the curator, and he gets all these together. And National Pots to Crumb Day, I had to look this one up on their website because I really didn't know what this was. I've never heard of Pots to Crumb. I know creme brulee, and that's what I'm familiar with. But apparently, it's something sort of like that. It's a custard dessert, very similar to creme brulee. But this is National Pots de Crème Day. Cream. I guess it's cream. It is a custard dessert. So I have to look that one up, the recipes for it, and see if we can try it sometime. That would be kind of fun. It's also, I'll drink to that. Why not? It's also National Peach Day. It's National Peach Day. I have a peach flavored tea that we could have tried tonight, but I've already had it before, and I could tell you it's okay. I didn't see the point in brewing it tonight. Oh, we could have brewed it here with the official Drink with Rick coffee maker, which we haven't used for a while. But not tonight. But anyway, here's National Peach Day. I'll drink to that. And it's National Just Because Day. Yes, it is National Just Because Day. I had to look this one up at nationaldaycalendar.com because I really didn't understand this. But according to them and their website, August 27th, which will be tomorrow in about another hour and 3 minutes, it's a National Just Because Day is an opportunity to do stuff just because. So celebrate it just because, you know. So here's a National Just Because Day. You know, why not? Okay, I'll drink to that. Just because. I guess that'll do it for the national days. I think we're done with those, right? All right, once again, this is what we're drinking tonight. San Jacopo da Vecchio Maggio. Da Vecchio Maggio. Chianti Classico, it's a 2021, and I'm liking it. I'm liking it so far. I mean, it's not the best Chianti I've had, but it's definitely not the worst. It's actually pretty decent. I like this Chianti. I think it's okay. I think it's pretty good so far. And I think I can probably say that it is, I think I would probably give it about 3.8, maybe 4 stars out of 5, because I do a 5-star rating system on my website at Drink with Rick. In fact, let me pull that up. It's been a while since I've pulled that up, as a matter of fact. We go to the Saturday Night Wine Stream and pull up the wine reviews. So you can see the wine reviews. You can click on the wine reviews there. And, I have a 5-star rating system on there. This one right here, this Montotato Valpolicella, that is one I gave 3.5 stars to. But, yes, I do have wine reviews there. And, that's partly due thanks to my good friend Ed, who suggested that I do this. And I'm still way behind on them, but I'm trying to see if I can get some time to get some more done. All right, well, we have... wrong one. No, it wasn't. That wasn't the wrong one. Anyway, where was I? All right, I hear some thunder rolling out there, so probably going to have to cut it short tonight, because if we're getting thunder, that means we might be getting some lightning, and I don't really lose power or anything around here, so we're going to keep this rolling, keep it moving along, because we have a seltzer to try. So let me check the chats one more time. Good. All right, so let's try some seltzer. I have a seltzer for us to try tonight. This is a hard seltzer, and I think I've got it on my where's my photos here? There we go. There are the dog photos. The dog photos again. All right, this is what I have here. This is called Happy Dad Hard Seltzer. Now, my son and I went to... try this place called O'Darby's. They had several locations in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And we were at this particular one, and I was looking at a different flavored seltzer that is branded Happy Dad. And I said, I just want to try one of these because I didn't want to buy a whole case of them just in case I didn't like it. And the guy behind the counter said, I can't break that open, and we don't have any that are open for singles. But I do happen to have a pack of this other one, this lemon lime one, that was busted open in the back, and you can have one of those if you want. And I said, well, that's really cool. So we'll try that. And I really appreciate it. I want to give a shout out to the folks at O'Darby's for that. I'm going to give it a fair and an honest review. Well, this is what I've got here, and it's in my. The official Drink with Rick ice bucket. You can't really see that, can you? No, you can. Official Drink with Rick ice bucket. And I have it sitting right here because I was keeping it ice cold, nice and ice cold. So there's the Happy Dad Lemon Lime Seltzer. And the cool, one of the really cool, well, besides the seltzer, it's pretty cool right now. But one of the cool things about the seltzer is that it is gluten-free. It says down there, gluten-free. Now, my son, he needs gluten-free items, And that is one of the things that kind of attracted us to this, to try it out. It says gluten-free lemon lime with electrolytes. There is 5% alcohol by volume in this 12-ounce or 355-milliliter can. Now, there is a backside of this. There is a there's another side. Let me pull up the backside. I need a producer. Okay. There's the backside. Happy Dad is 1 gram of sugars, 100 calories. That's what it says, 100 calories, and it's gluten-free. So this is a 12-ounce serving size. It looks like it tells you what's in here. Ingredients, carbonated water, alcohol, natural flavor, cane sugar, citric acid, sodium citrate, tripotassium citrate, whatever that is. No artificial sweeteners. And it says happydad.com. So that's what we have going on right there. So we're going to give this a try. Now, I'm going to put this, I'm going to set the wine aside for a minute, and I'm going to it's a seltzer. I'm going to grab my beer mug, and we're going to open it up and put it in the beer mug. And let's see what we've got out of this. And it does look like a seltzer. Interesting. Could fill it up all the way, I suppose. Close to it. Because it doesn't really have a head. It looks, you know, it looks like a soda. It's a seltzer. It's carbonated. There you go. It's all carbonated. And we're going to give it a try. Let me give it a taste here. A whiff. It smells like lemon lime. It does smell like lemon lime, yes. It is a little light on the lemon lime. It is a seltzer, but it's more like it's a very, I mean, it's not really flavor. You would expect it to have a lot of flavor to it. There's not a lot of flavor to it, but it is kind of a light. And I guess that's what a seltzer is. You know, it's like soda water. It's just basically soda water with that is flavored. But, I mean, it's not like a Coke or anything like that, or a Pepsi, and I certainly hope not. But 1 gram of sugar, so there is some sugar in it, but it has alcohol, and it said 5% alcohol. So there is alcohol in it, but I don't really taste alcohol in it per se. I do taste lemon lime, that's about it. Hmm. Now, interestingly enough, this is probably something you can mix with something else, like in a bar for, you know, if you really wanted, if you needed some seltzer water to add. I mean, that's basically just flavored seltzer water is what it is. I don't know how hard the seltzer is. I mean, 5% on ABV, and it's basically seltzer water with a little bit of alcohol in it. I guess I better be careful how much of this I have. It's okay. It's all right. See, I mean, it's not like ginger ale or something. It's even lighter than that. There's not a whole. It doesn't really. It doesn't have a lot of lemon lime taste to it. It's very, very light on the lemon lime taste. I expected it to be a little heavier on that. I expected it to taste a little more. Like, well, maybe not like a Sprite or something. I wasn't really sure what to expect, to be honest. But I was thinking it, you know, it might taste closer to, say, like a lemon-lime soda, like a Sprite or something. But it being seltzer water, I guess it would be a little on the light side. But that is very, very light tasting. I don't know. It's okay. It's okay. It's probably not something I drink every day, but it's okay. And it might not be bad if you're having a little bit of, you know, feeling a little blow in the stomach, you know, you need a little seltzer to kind of ease up the stomach a little bit or help digestion or whatever. It might, I don't know, might be okay for that. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, so don't quote me on that. Please don't come back and say, Rick, I tried that seltzer thing when I really had a bad stomach ache and it made me feel a lot worse. No, no. Okay, I'm not recommending it for a fix. I'm just saying, I'm just saying it's fairly light. It's okay. Nothing to write home about. Here's my review. It's kind of like this. Actually, it's kind of a little bit more like this. That's right. Something to talk about, but nothing. Actually, nothing to talk about. It's seltzer water that tastes like lemon lime a little bit. Just a little bit, not a lot. Now, my son, Tom Antheo, he might like it. I don't know. He hasn't tried it yet, I don't think. But I'll wait for his review. He probably should have come on the show and given a review of it himself. Anyway, so that's my review on that. I think I'm okay with that. I think it's back to the wine for me. Anyway, so I think that's mostly what we have here tonight. Not much to write home about on this seltzer thing, is it? No? All right. Yeah, it's back to the wine. Okay. I need to put this on a coaster, too. It's getting everything wet. All right. The wine's back. I should probably clear the palate a little bit, too. Yeah, you know, that seltzer... Yeah, I'm not real big on heavily carbonated things anyway. That's just not my thing. So I prefer, yeah, the wine I think is probably going to be better for me. Now, there is something else I have. I do have this, but I'm not going to open it up tonight. Thought about it, but I didn't. You see what this is? This is moonshine. Yes, this is actually moonshine. Yeah, we could open it up. We should open it up just to spice up the show. It's called From Old Smoky Distillery, Incorporated. Is that what it is? No, LLC, I'm sorry. LLC. And it's made in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. This is, I believe, 100 proof. Wow, okay. 100 proof. Well, we're not going to try it tonight. We'll save it for another show. I don't know which one. We're not going to open it tonight. It's just there. For right now, it's just there as a prop. Yeah. So, all right, I think that's pretty much all we got for tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And unless somebody else has anything they want to talk about in the chat, it's been pretty quiet tonight. I am hearing the thunder, so we may be having to cut this short here very shortly. Due to rain and stormy weather. All right, well, I guess that does it for the show tonight, pretty much. We're going to close it up early because the rain is starting, and I'm going to have to start closing things down before we start losing power, if we are going to do that. Looks like we got a lot of rain going on out there, just to be sure. But I want to thank everybody here for being here with me tonight, those who joined me. And I'm going to give a final review of the wine first. The wine that we've been drinking is this. It's the San Jacopo. This is San Jacopo da Vicchiomaggio. It's a Chianti Classico. It's a 2021 Sangiovese wine. This is a lot of cherry in this wine. Some strawberry, the nice little mix of cherry and strawberry. And you know what? They were saying vanilla. I'm not tasting vanilla in this wine, to be honest. Not really. But it's a little oaky. It is a little oaky, you know, a little earthy. Not much. Not about to be expected. A medium tannin and a medium bodied wine. And it's actually, the tannins are fairly smooth, as they said on the wine. But... yeah, it's pretty decent wine. I like it. Now, they give it a 4-star rating on Vivino. I would say, yeah, it's probably 3.8, maybe 4. I don't know. I do kind of like the wine. And then again, I'm partial to Chiantis anyway. So So I think this is pretty good. It's an easy drinking wine. It is a fairly easy drinking wine. If you like reds, if you like a red Chiantis, I think you'll like this one for the most part. So I recommend it. I recommend it. It was $14.99 at Wine Store, winestore-online.com, although I was finding it at various other prices, higher prices between $16 and $22 online. But at our local wine store, it was called Wine Store. It was $14.99 for a 750-milliliter bottle. And 13% alcohol by volume, by the way. So pretty decent. I would buy another bottle, maybe two or three. I liked it. And I guess that pretty much does it for the show tonight. Oh, yeah, yeah, the Happy Dad. Well, I think I already gave you my thoughts on that. It was okay. It's nothing to write home about. It was all right. Seltzer. I expected a little more flavor out of it, but I don't know why, because it's seltzer. Okay, seltzer water with lemon lime in it. But that's my final review on that. Anyway, once again, I want to thank everybody here for being with me tonight. And I want to thank Bisson Gaming for being in the chat, my lovely wife Chi, and everyone who is watching me on Facebook. Oh, Ed just got here. Ed said, just got here. And Ed, I'm glad you got here. Just in time for the end. But I'm glad you're here. Better late than never, as they say. And I'm glad to see you here, and I appreciate you. And Ed, by the way, you have the book. I shipped the book out to you late last week. You should be getting it. They were telling me probably Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday. So look for the Drink with Rick, official Drink with Rick beer tasting notebook. And for those of you who don't have a copy of this, it's selling on Amazon, $8.99, just like the Drink with Rick wine tasting notebook. $8.99, but I sent you one, Ed, for, let's see, I think it went book rate, so you should be getting it probably Tuesday, just to let you know. Let me know if you don't get it in a decent amount of time, but it should be arriving shortly, and I hope you enjoy it. Let's see, what else we got here? Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I want to thank each and every one of you for being here with me tonight, because I do appreciate you all. And thank you for watching me on all these venues. Don't forget to like and subscribe and ring the bell and follow and all that kind of stuff if you want to. It's not mandatory, but it's much appreciated if you do, because it helps. It does. It helps support the show and it helps support helps me, keeps me going. You know, gives me a reason for doing it every week. I do this for fun. This is something I do for fun, okay? And I'm glad you're having fun with me. So just let me know you're out there and how you're doing and what you'd like to see me drinking next. And if I can afford a bottle of it, I'll see if I can buy one and drink it too. I almost did forget something. Hold the phone here. I did almost forget. I did get a YouTube comment here that I promised I would read, and so I'm going to read this. This is from Ambrosia Farms. He or she, whoever it was, responding to the Pierre Angulaire Bordeaux Blanc 2018 tasting review. That was some time ago. That was a while back, but they're saying, just tried this today and found your in-depth review. I found your humor funny. Enjoyed the video. This wine is good, in my opinion. The vintage 2021 sells for $11 with discount at our store, and that's from Ambrosia Farms. So I really, really appreciate it. Thank you very much for the nice note. By the way, Ambrosia Farms, if you're watching now or watching later, I can send you a copy of the official Drink with Rick wine tasting notebook, because I love to give these things away. So I'll send you a copy of it. Just send me an email. Email me at rick@savoyamedia.com, rick@savoyamedia.com with a shipping address, and I will get that out there right to you. So I really, really appreciate that. Thank you for the very nice and kind comments. That means a lot. And I'm going to say, I, you know, something else I was going to add to this, but Yeah, it's been a while since I've done that. That was good wine. I like the wine. And I like Bordeaux too. As a matter of fact, next week we're going to open up a Bordeaux. There's a Bordeaux sitting in the back. We're going to open one up. So we'll see how that fares next week. Also, yes, by popular demand, next week, as a reminder, it's going to be the weekend for Labor Day, Labor Day weekend. So I may do a special, may do a one-hour special then as well. And for next Saturday night, I will do an encore presentation of Space Apes from Ice Planet Alpha after the show, the after show. I may also tag another film along with it, and it will be a surprise. It's one I've never shown before, but we may do that as well. So join me here for that, and so you can watch that as well. Anyway, so that's the show tonight. I want to thank everybody once again for being here with me, and now I want to bring up my good friend and yours, Roadkill Bill, and he's right down here. He's been waiting in the wings. Here's Roadkill Bill, everybody. Yeah, for those who've never seen the show before, it's like, oh, what a letdown. He's just a stuffed dog toy. Be careful. He's sensitive to that stuff. Right, Bill? All right. Here's the Roadkill Bill. You get some applause, Bill. Because Bill has a very special message for everyone, for all of us. And his message is this. Please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever it is. Don't drink and drive. If you have to go somewhere, call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, one who is legal to drive, and one who has a legal driver's license, and one you trust to get you home, who has not been drinking themselves, by the way, to get you home. Do that. If you can't do that, just stay where you are. Just stay where you are. Because it's not worth it. You don't want to put yourself in danger. You don't want to put others around you in danger. And please do not text and drive. We've been seeing a lot of that lately, the texting and driving thing. And it's just, it gets a little freaky when you're on the road and you're next to another vehicle and they're just looking at their phone the whole time and not where they're going as they should be, and texting and things like that. And it's just, it's a little unnerving because you know you're next to them or you're trying to get around them or they're in front of you and you don't know what's going to happen next. You got to think, you got to watch the road for you and them. And it's not a good situation to be in. So please don't do that, because I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.